follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. This show is brought to you by ProfitX, and right now, King of March is giving you a shot at free trips worth up to $10,000 just for betting the tournament. Download the ProfitX app and use the code VSINMM. More college basketball to begin the hour, and we head out to the Progressive Guest Line. Mike Montesano joins the program, runs his own numbers, a friend of the show and the network as well, and you can follow him on X at BetsAndReps. Hey, Mike, how's championship week going so far?
It was going great up until the 12 o'clock games. I had a couple plays. I had Iowa, and they got up early and then got down by like 12, made a nice run. And then, you know, I think the great Jeff Van Gundy said, the NBA is a make or miss league. Well, it's for college too. And a couple misses and a couple makes, they lose by three. And I got the closing line value. I got plus 1.5. I think they closed at minus 1.5. And then I had North Carolina State, plus the 6 again. They foul with 1 second left, and Virginia goes to the line. Makes 2 free throws. They win by 7.
There you go. Always fun when that happens. I want to begin with this because you have a ticket on New Mexico around 7-1 to win the Mountain West. And there's always a discussion this time of year for conference tournament week or for the big dance. Well, this team has X odds. Is it better I grab that right now, or should I do the rollover parlay? And it's okay. Usually the rollover parlay is going to pay better unless you have big upsets happen. And that's what you had happen last night, because New Mexico was going to get Boise State in theory, and then they go and lose as a 14.5 point favorite. So now what? New Mexico is at what number right now to win the tournament?
I believe they move from 7-1. I think they're plus 350 now. So they're the second favorite against Utah State. It looks like Utah State's probably going to advance today and probably play Grand Canyon, I would assume. So, but you know, they've got a tough, you know, they probably have a nice win tonight against San Jose, but who knows? And then they'll get the winner of Colorado State, San Diego State, and they split with both of them. Plus 350, you go into the finals against Utah State, who, you know, they played really well the last time. I think they're 0-2 against them this year, but they played them tough at home. And you just kind of take your chances, I think, with a 7-1 ticket. But plus 350. And then they're the big favorite tonight. I don't know if I would do anything with that.
Yeah, probably
roll
not.
Over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. How about Ole Miss off the big upset win against Texas, taking on Georgia? Dogs laying 6.
Yeah, Ole Miss, I mean, a big win last night for them, and they didn't shoot the ball particularly well. And they're playing a high octane Georgia team tonight, and I really like this Georgia team, and they, you know, I think they're going to get a big win tonight, move on, and they could ruffle some feathers over the next couple of days just because they can score. They just beat Alabama pretty convincingly right before the end of the regular season. I run a bunch of numbers, as Mitch was saying, and you know, everything points to Georgia with their adjusted scoring margin, adjusted efficiency margin. And I like to use last 10. I know some people don't like to use recent form. I think heading into the conference tournament is, you know, something you should definitely take a look at. It's not the be all end all, but they've been playing really well. And Ole Miss, you know, this is not an old school Chris Beard defensive team. I think Georgia puts it on them pretty good tonight. It's actually one of my bigger edges per my numbers. I got a plus 5.8 point edge on this game, so I'm gonna roll with the dogs tonight. And I think, you know, Mississippi played last night, not shooting the ball well. Maybe they're not a cut. You know, they're not liking the sight lines there. I just think with the up tempo offense, Georgia. And then it's a little revenge game for them, too. They did lose to them at home in overtime. And this is going to catch their attention, losing to them at home. And then their upset win over Texas last night. So I think you'll get the full effort from Georgia tonight.
Mike, do your numbers say anything about the total at 156.5? You mentioned Georgia's high octane offense. They average, we just had a graphic on the screen, averaging more than 90 points per game, allowing 79 plus, and they were fun to watch because they were in so many high scoring games. Is there an edge there with the total or no?
One of the things I don't do, and you got to know what you're good at, what you're not good at, and I've tried some totals over the years, and I just haven't been able, it's either I'm unlucky or not. I don't run totals.
Okay.
I know Greg Peterson does a great job with that and some other guys at the network, but I, you know, truth be told, I don't run totals.
Fair enough. Another game that you like tonight, and I brought this game up yesterday multiple times on the show, Tulane catching four against Memphis. That number didn't make much sense to me, and Tulane blasted them again, or not again, but they played really close-scoring games against Memphis this year. Now they get Charlotte tonight. Who do you like here?
I'm going to roll with the Green Wave in this one. My numbers have them as a slight favorite. You know, you've got a battle of the 12th worst offense against the 12th worst defense. So pick your poison, I guess. And that's why it's kind of a close game. The spread is relatively short, but I like to take the go against the worst defense in this case. But I think Tulane might have figured it out the last couple of games. Again, the last two games were against the same team, Memphis, but Memphis is pretty good defensively, and they've scored 95 and 81 points against them. So I think they might have the ball rolling. And again, this is a numbers play. I'm not really enamored with Charlotte. They've lost three in a row, seven of their last nine. And in close games, you kind of want, really, really close games like this that could come down to the wire. You want a good free throw shooting team. And Tulane is one of the better free throw shooting teams in the country. And I think after that win and last night, they're going to come in guns a-blazing and get this win.
Okay. Loyola Chicago, dreadful season, 9-23. Won as a four-point dog yesterday against Richmond. How about Davidson laying six here? Do you think they pound them?
Well, I had Richmond yesterday against Loyola Chicago. All my numbers favored Richmond. And if you're watching that game or if you're just following on the ticker, they were up by 12. And I'm like, man, they're kind of cruising, you know. And Loyola Chicago has been one of the more luckier teams, believe it or not, if you go to KenPom's luck factor, one of the luckier teams in the country. So it led me to not only all my numbers, but maybe some negative regression for Loyola Chicago. Now, I know they had some injuries throughout the year. They're kind of getting healthier at the right time. But Davidson, you know, I run everything, and Davidson has got the edge tonight. And one thing I like about Davidson is they can shoot the three. And they can defend a three. So when you're going against a not a great team overall in Loyola Chicago, I think if Davidson can get that lead, and I've been hearing Davidson. I heard a couple people talk about Davidson having a shot to win the conference tournament. Maybe okay. There's some quality teams ahead of them. If you want to take a long shot with Davidson, but I got the better offensive team. I got a team that. You know, Loyola Chicago just is not great. I think if they get to that 11-12 point lead, which you're going to want to if you're Davidson, because the only downfall with Davidson, they don't shoot free throws very well.
Yeah.
One of the worst free throw shooting teams in the country.
That can be maddening.
With the line being where it is and not being as closer a game as we just talked about, Tulane, if they can get to that 12-13 point mark, maybe Loyola Chicago just kind of calls off the dogs and says, hey guys, we're going to go home. And, you know, off an upset win, I like taking teams that it's going to catch David. It's going to get Davidson's attention tonight. You know, we're saying, hey, you know, they just came back and won last night. They had a night to rest. So it will get their attention tonight. And I think they get the big win.
Very good. What are you benching nowadays?
I'm not benching that as much as I was probably last year. I think when I was talking to you, I think what I have to do is stop eating. I've been, the bulk stage is kind of over, and we want to try to lean out for the summer. So now it's time to count your macronutrients and weigh everything, and you know, one of those boring people for a couple months and try to. Shed a few pounds.
That's what you got to do, I guess. Yeah.
What was more frustrating?
That's what you.
Yeah. What was more frustrating, the bad beats today or trying to buy Metallica tickets at the Sphere?
Oh, I hands down probably trying to buy Metallica tickets. You know, you're going to lose some bad beats and you're going to win some nice ones, you know, some nice games. But I'm going to tell you right now, there was nothing more frustrating than trying to get Metallica tickets. You know, two straight days of waiting in line for Ticketmaster and at least an hour each time and being told, you know, you need a code. You don't need a code. Come back tomorrow and, you know, whatever it may be. And it just, I said, you know what? I guess I'm going to have to suck it up and go on the StubHub or the, or wherever and try to get tickets. But I will be there. Probably not for two nights. That's a little expensive. But one night, definitely, just to get the experience. And I'm glad they added the shows. I'm not sure what show we're going to hit yet. We were looking at the October 24th night.
Okay.
With some friends of mine.
All right. Very good. You can follow Mike on X. He's at Bets and Reps. Thanks for the time, pal. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. I do run simulations real quick. I do run simulations. You can check them over at my Substack as well.
Okay. Free. Very good. Excellent.
Appreciate it.
And he was on the Progressive guest line. He was number 500,000 in queue.
Yeah, you nailed it. After they announced only 8 shows, and then they're like, "Boy, we couldn't believe the response." It's a bucket list item.
Oh, you think people?
It's one of the biggest bands of all time playing in the best venue ever. What do you think's going to happen?
We didn't anticipate that.
Yes,
people from all over the world were going to come. We're stunned. By the way, Tennessee's tied it up.
No,
51 a pop.
Oh, they were down 12.
7.5 to go now in the second half.
Oh, doctor,
that is a. Well, now you got to look at what the number was pregame.
Yeah.
They were laying 5.5. They're all of a sudden back. And,
wow.
But I'll say this. So once a team, this can hit a team, though, and they can run out once in a while of gas. Once they overcome that big deficit and get it right back to where it is, that takes a lot out of a team sometimes. I just don't think Auburn's very good, obviously, hence that team being a bubble team. But they've been the better team here for a good, 30-plus minutes so far in the game. We're going to dive into props for the big dance coming up. You can bet on these two teams to win it all versus the field, and the field is only $1.60. This is Follow the Money live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We have a final in the ACC, Miami, 78-73 over Louisville. So Miami covered as a small dog, won it outright. The game stays under 153.5, the closing number at most books, the way it looks.
Yeah, open 156. Good job. That's a winner. Nice win for Miami. Good one. And now they take on Virginia in the semis. That's a good game.
That is a good game. The winner of this game was going to be a good game against Virginia, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And Utah State, boy, they are taking out double revenge big time on UNLV. They're up by 20.
Never a contest.
Nope.
Good job by the Aggies. I didn't see this one coming. It's funny. It's a funny sport. They played 2 weeks ago.
A
week ago. Rebels beat them by 27 here.
Same
and,
court.
Yep. And never in the game. So a one seed playing like a one seed and a tournament team. Good job by Utah State.
You probably don't get double revenge for a one seed.
No kidding.
Very often.
Yeah, and they were ready to go.
And good job by the betting market.
Yeah,
because that opened up 6.5, and they were bet all over close at 8.5 in that game. And outside of the first 5 minutes, you had the right side there if you were on Utah State. And Tennessee has clawed all the way back to take the lead, 52-51. Prediction markets are changing.
Oh,
big time.
Yeah, but this is outrageous, though. They're 360 on the money line. They're up one with 6 minutes. I mean, come on.
Well, that's maybe an opportunity to bet the other side.
That's too high. Even though Auburn has spit up a 12-point lead here, still, that's too high.
Mm-hmm.
But they gagged this away. See if they can recover because they are not in with this. They got to have this game. And again, all this Miami of Ohio talk, there's not many teams left. I mean, these teams on the bubble have lost the last 10 days.
They're going to have to be in. Miami, by the way, their odds to get in with prediction markets here to qualify for the round of 64, again, as it's phrased. Be very careful here with the fine print, because if you're in the play-in game, that means you have to win that game to actually win this bet. They were up to 85% during that game today, down to 61%. They were just 70-plus percent again because of what's going on in the SEC with Auburn. Now losing to Tennessee, but not 61%. I think that's actually value on this team to get in now.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, I think, again, speculation on my part, the trading has been going on Miami's no a lot today because the thought was they're going to be in the play-in game and then they would have to win that game to actually win this bet. But, Paul, are you going to be, as of right now, are you going to be, what's your reaction if Miami's in the play-in game come Selection Sunday? You going to throw something?
I just think it sends a terrible message, but I wouldn't put it past the committee to do some weird stuff, especially what happened last year. You know, they made a lot of horrible choices, and common sense rarely prevails. The year Indiana lost to Maryland in the title game, Butler went to Indiana and beat them.
Yep.
And I think they were 27-3 and didn't get an at-large. Come on. And Utah State was 28-3 with Morrill one year. And didn't get an at-large, so... But they put in North Carolina, who was 1-12 against Quad 1 teams. Oh. And they put in Texas last year, 6-12. Some interesting props. At Will Hill and Caesars, you can have Michigan and Duke versus the field. The field is -160.
What do those injuries ultimately mean long-term for Duke this year?
Good question. I want to see what happens this week first.
I would too.
Yep. But that's interesting the market. Michigan and Duke against the field. Michigan and Duke only +130. Will a one seed win the tournament? Yes, is up to 235.
Well, I don't want to bet that now.
Oh, man.
Because it was $1.80.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to bet $1.80 3 weeks ago and have that. I don't do that, 2 months in advance or whatever it would have been.
Right.
But I'm pretty confident that a one seed is going to win it this year. Yes.
Okay. And I know they're undefeated, but the UConn women are $3 to win the whole thing.
Yeah, I got to say this. Our buddy Scotty Tribuco has been all over this now for, I think, pretty much the entire college basketball season. He loves to do the cross-sport parlays. He has nonstop bets tied into UConn winning the entire thing. Automatic play for him.
Yeah.
One of his cross-sport parlays. I have them now a couple of different times on some fun cross-sport parlays for some pizza money.
Okay. And Wembanyama, at some places, is now the second choice to win the MVP. But still, he's like 14-1. As Joker has drifted out, and Cade Cunningham, after some losses and a bad performance against the Spurs, has drifted out. And Wembanyama's been great. I still think there's enough time left, though. And they track him down. And they Thunder play the Celtics tonight, right, although Tatum was questionable.
I think Wemby's questionable for this game tonight. And they get Denver on a back-to-back.
Oh, is he?
That was earlier in the day.
This would be a great spot for the Spurs if everyone plays.
Oh, no kidding. Denver
on a back-to-back.
And by the way, it goes without saying, this was going to the Rockets have absolutely zero chance to do anything in the Western Conference this year.
Oh, they have no defense.
Luke, you can mark the tape. They're going nowhere.
Oh, wow.
I mean, right, bad. Beyond, could they win the first round matchup? Depends on who it is. But beyond that, when they take on one of these good teams, like, it's over. They just don't have the personnel.
Well,
and the other teams in the West are too good.
Yeah. Well, let me give you this. It moved 30 cents last night after the game. DraftKings still has 100-1, which I know they really put themselves behind the eight ball with the start, but it's also historic what they've done. And I know the announcers last night were kind of like going like WWE, professional wrestling, during the game. All you people out there who question the moves and what this organization, the direction they were headed, what do you think now, brother? But they were 6-21, and now they blasted the Timberwolves, scored 150 points. They're 100-1 to win the division. They're 33-32, but it's up to $1.80 to make the playoffs again, and Curry is going to miss another 10 days. Listen to this schedule. They 15-2 to close, something like that isn't outrageous. They've won 6 of 7. The loss, up 25 in the third quarter at San Antonio. Mathurin's been great. Garland's back. He was solid. And Kawhi is playing at MVP level. Chicago, Sacramento, Spurs at home, Pelicans, Mavs, Bucks, Raptors, Pacers, Bucks, Blazers, Kings, Mavs, Blazers, Warriors.
Yeah,
listen to this schedule.
Third easiest schedule remaining in the NBA. Third easiest. I told you, I think it was earlier this week or late last week, within the span of a couple of minutes, one person reached out and said, is 160-1 worth a bet on this team to win the West? And it turns out they were available at like 240-1.
I know that's the problem. I'm gonna take on the one or the two seed.
Right.
Unless someone really well, maybe Houston could collapse, and I could jump up there somehow. But that's. But then again, I just went to San Antonio.
I had him down, dead and buried.
Yes.
That's the game Wemby was crying after, and he said, I've never put that much into a game.
Uh-huh.
That game absolutely sucked the entire life out of me.
They're playing incredible ball.
The other person reached out about the Clippers to win their division, and I was like, oh, man, the runway is it long enough for them?
They did too much damage at the start of the season. It would have to be an epic collapse. But then you would need two teams to do it.
Yeah.
I think they could catch Phoenix. But catching the Lakers is going to be difficult because there's only 17 games left, and I believe there's seven back in the loss column. So it just, the way to attack it is playoffs. Yes, the Clippers are going to make the playoffs.
And it's probably a game-by-game situation again. I mean, the Timberwolves scare me to death. Like, I don't know. Like, last night should have been a bounce back after that terrible performance against the Lakers, but it wasn't. And I just didn't bet the Clippers. And they absolutely pounded them from the get-go. But on a game-by-game basis, they are... Minnesota's actually a decent team, tough to figure out. They killed them the entire time.
Scored 76 in the second half.
Yeah. What, 45, I think, in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Something like that. By the way...
Kawhi's been great. He has been so good. I'm telling that dollar... If you can find $1.50 in that range, if someone fell asleep, to make the playoffs, because worst case, they're the 8th seed. Worst case... And then they're going to get two chances to win one game. And they're better than the Warriors, and they're much better than the Blazers. What do you have?
Tennessee's up by 9.
Oh, wow. They're running them out? They were down 12 in the second half. They're going to cover?
Under 4, media timeout.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
I don't like to make bets on games that I'm not watching. And
what
that game
happened?
Is not accessible right now in the studio.
With a loss, they're 17-16. You cannot put that team in. No way.
And where were they with Lenardi last check?
Last team out. Said they had to win this game.
So what are we going to hear today? Well, they had the lead for 30 minutes.
Nah. Can't do it.
People going to make that case?
No. They got to worry about these other teams behind them that are still playing that can pass them. Follow the Money brought to you by ProfitX. ProfitX running the King of March where you can win free trips worth up to $10,000 just by betting the tournament. Win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the 67 games and hit your volume goal. 1,000 in volume, you get entered in the $5,000 trip, 10,000 to 10K trip, flights, hotels, wherever you want to go. ProfitX covers it. It's simple. Download the app, use code VSINMM and start winning. King of March, only on ProfitX. Get the app now, code VSINMM, only on ProfitX.
Hello, Eagle for Thagala on number 12. He's back to 4-under now.
First round leader, definitely in play.
It is certainly in play.
90-1 to win the tournament. Here we go.
VSIN host Matt Eumanns on the program coming up next. We'll get his best bets tonight and look ahead to tomorrow for college basketball next here on VSIN.
This is Follow the Money on VSIN.
Follow the Money is brought to you by ProfitX, and right now you can win flights and hotels anywhere you want, up to $10,000 with their King of March contest. Sign up with the code VSINMM. We're going to go best bets for tonight's card. We'll look at conference outrights. VSIN host Matt Eumanns joins us here for a good half an hour. Matt, you have a bunch of plays for tonight. Do you have anything on Auburn here in this game, like around +5.5? They were just down by 9. They cut it to 7 with 90 seconds left. They were leading by double digits in the second half here.
You got a lot of crazy games this week, man. We saw Whiskey almost blow a lead, a big lead, not too long ago. I did not bet this game. I think our buddy Chris Massaro was on this game. I know somebody who was pretty big on Auburn, but how do you handicap this Tennessee team? To me, it's really tough, so I stayed away from that.
Well, you've been all over Purdue and anti-Purdue. You're on a 12-2 run fading the Boilermakers, and a lot of them have been easy, and a lot of outright losses, especially at home. Mm-hmm. What do you think? This number is up to 14 against Northwestern.
All right, so yesterday I had the Purple Cats +4.5 against Indiana. Northwestern scratched a starter a couple hours before game time. Number gets bet up. I just went ahead and stuck with it. I trust Northwestern as an underdog. And what happens? 1-point game at the half, Northwestern blows it open, is up almost 20 in the second half, wins by 13. This is my handicap of this game. So I've been betting against Purdue very consistently since middle of January. And Mitch, you remember the game when the Boilermakers blew out Wisconsin early January. Mm-hmm. Purdue was up 25 in the second half in Madison in that game. And I said, you know, this is an outlier. This team's not this good. And obviously the rating was sky high for Purdue after that. You're talking about a top five team at that point in time that had one loss in the season. Whiskey went to Michigan the next week as an 18.5-point dog, upset the Wolverines in a wild game. But I said, I'm going to start to fade Purdue here because I believe this team's going to be overvalued in the betting market. And then the more I watched Purdue, I just saw the play on the floor getting worse and worse. So I just kept doing it. So I'm 12-2 betting against Purdue since the middle of January. And I bet against them today. I took 12 this morning. I just took 13.5 for a little more down here in the circuit book right before I came up to talk with you guys. Chris Collins is a hell of a coach. I know he doesn't get a lot of credit from people because Northwestern doesn't win in the NCAA tournament, and it's not a high-profile team. That guy does more with less than I think any college hoops coach in America. He doesn't have NBA talent, but he wins. And he, you know what? I'll say this about Matt Painter. Outstanding program builder. He knows how to recruit, right? He had the Big Ten Player of the Year the last 3 years. Neither of them were highly touted out of high school. This guy can really recruit. He can build a program. But he's not a good game coach. Chris Collins is an outstanding game coach, and he coaches circles around Matt Painter. Now, again, Purple Cats are down a starter here, but I think you got to take the points. As we saw, even when these teams are up big, they will blow the lead. Mitch, you just watched it with Wisconsin.
Yeah, today. Almost gave it up.
How about this trend with Matt Painter, by the way? Have you guys mentioned this Big Ten tournament trend with Painter? 1-15 against the spread in his last 16 Big Ten tournament games over the past 10 years.
What?
What?
He's covered one game last 10 years?
Yeah, Purdue won the Big Ten tournament a few years ago. Zach Edey was there, but they failed to cover, I think, every game in that tournament. 1-15 ATS the last 16 Big Ten tournament games.
Let me ask you about possible concerns here. It sounds like you have none, but Northwestern...
Oh, you always have concerns. Well, every bet you make, or you bet everything you had on it. So, you know, but I have a couple of concerns. Northwestern's down a starter, for one thing.
That? Yeah. Third game in 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they... the result the last time they played did not go well for Purdue at all. Is there something like maybe how Utah State got blasted by UNLV both times and they killed them today in the third time around? Does that linger in the back of your head at all?
The difference in that, and here's why I stayed away from UNLV today, even that when that number went up to 8.5, I said, I'm not going to take the bait. Because it's different when the top team in the league lost twice to a team that's seeded 8th or 9th, right? Mm-hmm. When a far superior team loses the first two meetings, you don't want to bet against that team necessarily in the third meeting. But Purdue did not lose to Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Actually came back to win that game 70-66 in Evanston last week. So it's a little bit different situation.
Okay. How about Oklahoma and Texas A&M?
I like the Sooners here. And how about you talk about a coach who looked like he was dead. He was a dead man walking.
Yes.
Porter Moser, 7-2 in the last 9 games. The Sooners won 5 in a row in that 5-game win streak. They beat Texas, Missouri, and Auburn. Last night, Oklahoma shot 60% from the field, made 11 threes. Nigel Pack, who's a veteran guard, 24 points on 5 of 10 threes. Now, overnight, and I was handicapping these games and betting these overnight on apps, I got Oklahoma plus 3.5 at BetMGM. I think the number's down to 1.5, but I still like the Sooners to win the game here. Our buddy Sooner Adam Phillips asked me about this game last night, and I said, take the 3.5 at BetMGM. I actually made the line Oklahoma 1.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, right now, I think it's Texas A&M 1 or 1.5.
Are you? Well, the total has come down a couple of points as well, but the way that these two teams play, I'm not going to be surprised here if it's in the 80s tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it could be. You know what? Totals are so tricky in these games. I don't want to bet under, so let's put it that way. And yesterday, I lost betting an over on the BYU game. But when you bet the unders, you got to worry about 20 points being scored in the last minute, minute and a half.
Yep.
With all these teams were... will not die, and they will foul to the bitter end, and that's the tricky part when you're betting unders. So, yeah, I agree with you. It should be a fast-paced game anyway. Both teams are playing well offensively. I could only bet the over in that game.
How about Ole Miss going for another upset?
Well, Chris Beard's had a nightmare of a season. You know, ever since he had that domestic incident with his fiance when he had the Texas job and got fired, it's been a rough road back for him. Yeah, he gets a little bit of redemption last night, right? Ole Miss beats Texas, and now he's got Georgia The Rebels beat Georgia 97-95 in overtime in mid-January. That was in Athens. I think this Rebels team's starting to figure things out a little bit here. I did take six with Ole Miss. This team is 2-3 in the last five games. Two of the losses were in overtime. The other lost by three. Ole Miss won at Auburn. Beat Texas by 10 yesterday. And how about this? Ole Miss beat Texas by 10 despite shooting 1-for-10 from three and getting outscored by 6 points at the free throw line. How do you do that and still win the game by 10? So that shows you they're playing better all-around basketball. And I like Ole Miss here catching the points against a Georgia team that's actually really good.
All right. Yeah. A great call last night. Several great calls by Bruce Marshall. One of them, how can Cal Davis be dogs? And they were catching six and they won outright. Let's go to the Big West again tonight. Does UC Davis do it again?
So I was driving across town yesterday, listening on 1230 The Game, and I heard your interview with Bruce Marshall, and I heard you guys also talking with Rocco Miller, and they both liked UC Davis in this game, right? Yeah. And this is why that game last night is a perfect example of why conference tournament week, championship week can be better if you're a diehard college basketball better, because you're not going to find bad lines like that in the NCAA tournament next week.
All right.
Right? So you see Santa Barbara laying five last night to UC Davis. I heard Bruce talk about it. I heard Rocco talk about it. Those guys were spot on. That was great that they came on your show and touted that. And it came through with flying colors, right? Bruce said wrong team favorite.
Yeah.
And UC Davis basically led that game wire to wire, controlled the game, swept UC Santa Barbara in the three games this season. And again, this is where coaching comes in. I love to bet on the best coaches and tournaments because you got quick turnarounds. That's why Danny Hurley's been so good. You know, he can prepare his team, and his team's so tough to prepare for in a short amount of time. But Jim Less, the UC Davis coach, coached circles around Pasternak at UC Santa Barbara again, like he did in the first two games this year. He did it again last night. I like UC Davis, and I would lean over. I was talking to Bruce Marshall about this game a little bit today. He's not quite as enthusiastic about Davis today. But I did play UC Davis plus 1.5. Bruce likes us over 155 for what it's worth.
Okay.
Okay. Can we sneak in one more, Florida State?
Yeah, I was talking with Nick Bogdanovich at Boomer Sportsbooks about this, the Hall of Famer. He says he's bet against Duke about 50 times this year. Well, that's an exaggeration. And he's 0 for 50.
Yeah.
But he's going to bet against Duke again today. I took 18 with Florida State last night. I think right now, what's the best number in the market? 17 or 17.5?
Right around there, yep.
So Florida State, tricky team here. 11-3 in the last 14 games since mid-January. Two of those losses were three-point losses. And when they played Duke on January 3rd, that game went down to the wire in Tallahassee, 91-87. This Florida State team's been playing sneaky good basketball here, and Duke down a couple of starters. I think you got to take the bunch of points here with the Seminoles.
All right. Very good. Conference tournament futures with Humans coming up and his review of the Big Arch. I'm looking forward to that. Juice Reel links all your sportsbook accounts, imports your bets, and gives you automatic tracking and analytics, and it's free in the app. Everyone's history is synced directly from the books. No lying about profits. Juice Reel ranks every bettor. You can see exactly what the best bettors in the community have their money on. And if you're the sharp bettor, you get paid when others follow your picks and win. Download Juice Reel. It's free. R-E-E-L. Get it today. Download Juice Reel. Juice just like orange juice. R-E-E-L. Juice Reel. Get it now.
Auburn's at the line right now. 15.8 seconds left. They're down by 10. 72-62. He misses the free throw.
What a collapse.
Tennessee gets the ball, and I think they're going to – there you go. They're going to let it run out.
Bye-bye.
That is a that's a rough beat for those who back the Tigers.
Up 12 in the second half.
Ouch. Are they in the tournament?
No way.
More with Matt Humans coming up next. Another bet tonight on an ACC game. Futures that he likes. All here on VSiN.
Is Follow the Money on
VSiN. We continue more college basketball here. VSiN host Matt Humans. He's coming up after us, by the way, at 7 o'clock Eastern. Tim Murray tonight?
Yeah, we got Big Red in the studio tonight. And how about this? Friday night after Tim and I do the show, we're going to head out to the Big West Tournament for the Hawaii game and the late tip, 8:30 p.m. Pacific.
All right.
That's out in Henderson, yeah, by Green Valley. Okay, very good. So you mentioned that you like Florida State. You bet 18.5. That's down to between 16.5 and 17.5 tonight against Duke. That tips off in an hour and 15. You also have a bet on the other ACC game, Clemson and North Carolina. This number's kind of been ping-ponging around the money line all day, Matt. Looks like Clemson now about a 1.5-point favorite here.
Who I actually do not have a bet on this yet, but I said I wanted to bet Clemson. Yeah, I want to back Clemson here, but at circa, Clemson's a 1.5-point favorite, so I'm not going to play that. And I was trying to find Clemson last night as a 1.5-point dog, but where I was at, I didn't have an account. I couldn't get the bet in. So I have not played this yet, but I do like Clemson. Tigers won 3 of the last 4. I like the way they looked yesterday against Wake Forest, and I really like Brad Brownell as a coach as well. And again, the one loss that Clemson lost, dropped in the past four, was at North Carolina, 67-63. But again, this Tar Heels team does not strike me as much of a threat without Caleb Wilson.
Yep.
And I think Clemson, I mentioned this before, I wish I had bet it. Clemson was a 52-1 here at Circa to win the ACC tournament. Now you're still taking a big leap of faith. You got to win today, and you're going to have to get by Duke in that bottom half of the bracket. But I thought Clemson might be a team that could win this tournament. But I haven't bet it yet, but I do like Clemson in that matchup.
How many conference tournaments did you bet winners? Futures.
I bet Virginia in the ACC plus 750. Okay. Michigan State, Big Ten, plus 625. UC Irvine in the Big West, plus 170. Akron in the MAC, minus 115. And San Diego State in the Mountain West, plus 350.
How do you feel about that now that Boise got bounced last night?
Well, how bad did Boise look last night?
That's terrible.
I lost by 10.
It was a 14-point favorite.
Yeah.
Blown out by a San Jose State team that was 3-18 straight up in its last 21 games.
Yeah.
So what irritated me, too, was in the Circuit College Hoops Challenge, I went 4-1 last weekend. The one loss was on Colorado State as a short home favorite against Boise. Broncos go to Fort Collins and blow out a Rams team that had won 8 straight. And then they come to Vegas and lay an egg last night. So sometimes you just can't figure out these teams. And you get surprised. I was really surprised by that Boise performance last night. Typically a well-coached team. How do you get blown out by San Jose State? Yeah. You know what? Colorado State didn't look very good last night either.
No, they didn't.
For
30-plus
minutes, the Rams were pretty rough last night, but they found a way to get the job done. I still think the Mountain West is completely up for grabs.
Absolutely. I like your Aztec ticket. That's not bad. What happens to the Akron number now? With Miami of Ohio losing and Akron only lost one conference game, they've been blitzing people for months, and they had another blowout win. I mean, what? That's got to be enormous now that they're in the semis and the one seeds out.
I think Akron's got to be up around a $2 favorite in that tournament. I haven't done the math on it and what they're going to be, but just off the top of my head. So yesterday we were at the Westgate Sportsbook, and Chris Massaro, Doug Kazarian, and I were talking about this, and Doug asked me, you know, why did you bet Akron minus 115 to win that conference tournament? I said, first of all, I think the Zips are far superior to Miami and the other teams in the conference, and they're going to win the conference. Minus 115, to me, was a fair price. I was hoping to get even money, but whatever. If you did the money line rollover, which a lot of people like to argue, you could say, well, you could probably get a better price on Akron if you did the money line rollover. The counter argument to that is you don't know what upsets are going to be in a conference tournament. Miami gets knocked out, and now that minus 115 on Akron is a bargain. Right, Mitch?
Yep. That's why, I mean, I get the point of the rollover parlay.
Right.
But specifically for championship week and the big dance next week, you said this during the break. You're trying to sound too smart by advising that, because upsets happen all the time, and that changes everything then. And that's why like when Akron got to the title game, or if they get to the title game against Miami, that money line would have been bigger than minus 110 or minus 115.
Right.
And so with Miami bounce now, it goes up, you know, probably doubles in price.
Right. Now, a lot of people didn't realize that going into this week, Akron was right around 60 in the KenPom ratings, and Miami was 90.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Let me play this for you.
Okay.
Rocco Miller was in studio yesterday. Last year, in a mild upset, McNeese beat Clemson. San Diego was a short dog, almost beat Michigan. Robert Morris put a scare into Alabama. That was it. The one upset was McNeese. With NIL now, I asked Rocco Miller if Cinderella's dead.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the reality of the beast right now. So many of these rosters at the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds, these are elite rosters. Most of them well over $10 million in spend. And you got to think about it. If you are, let's just take a team off the board here. the best player for Utah Valley, you're probably getting offered more money than Utah Valley can offer to be the 10th best player at a place like Arkansas. So just think about it that way.
Yep.
So like their 9th or 10th best player is probably as talented, if not better, than the best player on some of these 13, 14, especially 15 and 16 seeds. And it's just they have to play a perfect game, 40 minutes, segment by segment, to pull off an upset. We saw two close ones last year with Robert Morris and Alabama. I thought that was fascinating. About a 37-minute game before it finally went to the Bama side. And then we saw the UNC-Wilmington-Texas Tech game was phenomenal. But again, Texas Tech, too much down the stretch. We might get a couple of those. I think the 13 and 12, 13-4s, 12-5 should all be pretty good. You know, this Northern Iowa team, they are very locked in. They have a top 25 defense. They're going to frustrate the heck out of whoever they play in probably a 5-12. And with Tristan Smith healthy, they're 21-6 this year. So they took six of those losses while he was injured. And I just love the way that they're able to build stops in basketball. You get three stops in a row. We call it a turkey. And I'm getting multiple turkeys a night with Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
And Ben Jacobson and I talk about that. So I just think they're going to frustrate somebody, and I would love to pick them. It just always depends on the matchup. But you look at South Florida, if that's a team that can get out of there. I mean, they have a high major roster.
Okay.
They have the athletes to get to the Sweet 16. So that's a team that, you know, as a basketball observer, I would not really call that a Cinderella. But with that 12 next to their name, you guys can, you know, help me build up the hype about Cinderella for them. And I think outside of that, you know, Liberty, like if it's them or even Irvine's got some flaws this year, I can't see them beating one of these top 12 to 16 teams on the board.
Well, Liberty lost. And so outside of a 5 or 12, the 12 seed that he was talking about, a Northern Iowa or a South Florida, what do you think of that if Cinderella's dead? And we've also had seen plenty of upsets in conference tournaments.
Yeah, I've heard this argument or heard this opinion. I think Jay Williams of ESPN said the same thing. Cinderella's dead. I don't agree that Cinderella's dead, but you're going to see far fewer Cinderellas. There's no question about that, but they're not dead. And in fact, well, let's say if there's no upsets next week, then I guess you could say Cinderella's dead. But wait next week, because I think we're going to see two or three upsets next week. Some of these teams that have punched their tickets already, like Troy, like Northern Iowa, teams like this, I think are capable of pulling off an upset next week. And I think we're going to see a few. So Cinderella's not dead, but that's something to watch because, look, if a MAC team produces a player that looks like a rising star, he's going to be on a Big Ten roster.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
This is going to happen all throughout college basketball where the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. But I still think you're going to have the occasional Cinderellas. I don't think it's dead.
You are the leading fast food aficionado of the country, probably of the entire world. This is not fast food, but the restaurant above us, Victory Burger, they have a brand new fish sandwich that looks unbelievable. Have you had it yet?
How many times in your life have you been fooled by the picture of a fish sandwich at a fast food restaurant?
Like, or the picture of the commercial, yeah.
Yeah, or the commercial.
Look how big that is.
Or the commercial.
Yep.
You see Arby's wild-caught fish sandwich. Man, that looks good. And you go there and it sucks, right? How many times does that happen? I gotta try it, see it to believe it.
I'm in.
Huh?
How was
Are you going to get it tomorrow?
Yeah, I will. How was the arch, though? I couldn't finish it. It was so big.
Oh, it's a big, healthy burger. All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 6.5. I don't really like the dried onions.
Okay.
I could live without those.
Yeah.
I thought the, you know, it's like I said, it's a big burger, tastes good. But to me, it's nothing really unique. It's nothing special. Like, you know, it's kind of like the NBA. If it's gone tomorrow, I could live without it.
Okay. It looks like the Big Mac, honestly.
It does. Very similar.
Yeah.
And I actually think the Big Mac tastes better.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But see, I don't like the dried onions. I don't know if you guys
like
that stuff.
Down.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good review. You brought it. Good job. Follow the money brought to you by ProfitX. They're making March Madness about more than just your bracket. It's a King of March, and there are free trips worth up to $10,000 on the line. Here's all you have to do. Win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the tournament, 67 games, and hit your volume goal. Flights, hotels, destination, all covered. Rack up another 10 wins and earn another entry. Sign up with code VSINMM. Compete to become the King of March. Code VSINMM only on ProfitX. 10 plays wins $10,000. Get it now.
Matt, I don't see a number yet. What do you make Wisconsin-Illinois tomorrow?
I'd say Illinois is probably going to be, I'll go 5.
5, okay.
I'm looking to bet whiskey.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking to bet Wisconsin there. That's probably why I'm a little bit on the low side. The number might open a little higher, but you give me anything above 5, I'm taking the Badgers.
Have a great show tonight.
Yeah.
Matt Eumanns, Tim Murray following us in 1 hour. VSiN Primetime. They're going to take you through the entire live betting night tonight in college basketball. Up next, we will go over some numbers on the board for Friday's games. And teams with a bye in this conference have been profitable over the last 25 games. Details coming up next.